Today I come to ask for your favorable consideration for House Bill 757, known as the Pastor Protection Act. This bill provides fundamental protections for our clergy and churches and reaffirms the separation of church and state in the law of Georgia at a time of great change and a time of shifting cultural, legal, and political landscapes. I want to thank Representative Tanner for his great work on this measure and for shepherding this bill through the process. I grew up in a church very similar to the one that he goes to. I've been to the one that he attends. I understand the concerns that he heard, and they still, despite what they read and see on the news, they still love me when I come there, which I'm very grateful for. But I want to thank him for his work. I want to also express my appreciation to the members who have spoken so forcefully and on this measure, Chairman Battles and Chairman Nix, two of the finest men of God that I have ever known. My brother in Christ, Al Williams, and my other brother in Christ, Chairman Terry England. You know, there are two approaches that we can take when it comes to issues of great significance like the one that we're considering here today. We can draw arbitrary lines in the sand. We can lash out at those who oppose us and remain intractable. Or we can seek out common ground and build trust and move forward together. I sometimes find myself worrying that the idea of focusing on that which unites us instead of that which divides us is becoming old-fashioned and dated. And I think that's regrettable. As with every piece of legislation that we consider, there's always those who will find fault, say it goes too far, it doesn't go far enough. But you know what? I understand and respect that point of view. And I respect it enough that I won't put your name on a card that mischaracterizes this entire discussion that we're having. What this bill does is address real concerns that came from constituents all over Georgia, but most especially those that called me, came to see me. The same kind of concerns that Representative Tanner described, I heard. They're concerns that I think arise out of a struggle to understand how state legislative determinations can be cast aside by judicial fiat on the most fundamental of issues. And there are also concerns of where this will all lead and where it will end. This bill says that in matters of our faith and our religious beliefs and practices, it ends here. By passing this bill, we will build a fortification in our law to be absolutely certain that the law of this state can never be used to infringe upon or violate that which we hold most sacred. I'm going to leave to others the sort of constant barrage of criticism. My purpose is not to prey upon the fears of those we represent or to use their fears for other motives. because I believe this bill shows that starting where there is agreement and mutual trust can be much more productive than attempting to span what seems to be a bottomless chasm. Abraham Lincoln knew the danger of attempting to leap across such a chasm. Tomorrow is his birthday. In 1854, he spoke to the State Republican Convention in Illinois and made a famous pronouncement by going back to the Gospel of Mark when he said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." While he spoke on the topic of slavery, I think we can make the same observation today. I believe that we as representatives of the people owe it to those we serve to find a way forward. And it is my hope on an issue of this importance and charged with such deep emotion that this bill can be the first productive discussion. And I want to ask you now that we join together to protect one of our most cherished freedoms at its most fundamental level. Let us reaffirm the important and proper place of our clergy and our religious institutions in our state and in our communities. Let us unite the House here and now and keep that spirit with us. I urge your favorable consideration of House Bill 757, and Madam Speaker, I yield the will.